Welcome to another episode of Adding Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Serena.Ryan. This is episode 87, Money Gets Messy When We're on Mute. It's a really interesting episode for me because it's covering off one of my weaknesses I have to pay consistent attention to make a positive difference with my money. This podcast is all about all those little changes that are positively adding up to big differences in my money skills, my financial literacy, and my opportunity to do better with what I have. I really think it's important we have money conversations, and that is the reason why this podcast even started. This episode is all about me finding my voice when it's come to having difficult money conversations. And I think it's incredibly important, no matter where you are in your financial literacy journey, to find your voice and have more confidence using it when talking about money. So you may find some useful tips in here to listen and learn to my lived experience. And above all, always know that this is my lived experience, and it's important that you go and speak to your professional financial advisors. What I share in this podcast is really about encouraging you to have those positive, empowering, confident conversations with those who are giving you advice around your personal and business finance, and I love that. Now, jumping into the episode, before I do cover off on this topic, I love to share my three highlights: my best saving, my best learning, and money bravery. My best saving this week, my goodness, is that I went op shopping and I have got myself some incredible clothing. The best ever yet is this incredible blue dress I bought for $10, knowing that it normally retails for $329. It's a stunning blue dress I can wear for work or fun, really, and it even has pockets, which I absolutely love as well. Next time, if you haven't already done so, when you're heading past a op shop, it's worth having a look to see what bargains you can find. And whilst I don't always say that it's necessary to spend money if you don't need to, if you are looking for quality clothing and you don't necessarily have the budget for the designer labels, but you do, like me, have a taste for designer labels and love good quality clothes, going to op shops is an incredible opportunity. In fact, the dress I'm wearing, if you're watching on a Spotify, or I think Spotify is the only place at the moment you can see this podcast in video format, so hey, get on Spotify and check out the outfit if you'd like to. I'm also wearing a Gorman designer label that I've got from a previous op shop adventure, and this was only $18, this particular dress as well, which is a stunning hot pink and purple, which I love. That would also cost a couple of hundred dollars if I was going to go and buy it direct from the store. Now, if you want to and you've got the budget, go designer label shopping and support the designers first up. But know that if you're going to op shops, you have a double benefit. And this is why I love them so much. You can pick up clothes that people no longer find useful, that you can still get good quality use out of, and you stop those clothes going into landfill and buying them from a charity store. That money is going directly to a charity as well. So why wouldn't you want to go and support that? And you know, when you're actually trying to make every dollar matter in your budget, it's a really wonderful way to have some savings, and all those little savings add up. My best learning this week, oh my goodness, be an active listener. Now, you're listening to a podcast, which is great. And if you've got the opportunity, if you're not driving while listening, you can take notes, and that's wonderful. You can listen. Being an active listener for me is realizing when you're listening, you're not talking. And I keep pausing as I'm talking about this learning as well. I spoke at a financial abundance conference this week, and in that moment, I turned up as a speaker and really threw myself into the moment for listening for the keynote speaker, who is a professional financial advisor. I made the point of taking notes and listening, and I picked up some fantastic tips that were applicable for me. And one of the wonderful things I loved that she said was that everyone's circumstances are different. So when they do give general advice, understand it's general advice, and that general advice should be adapted to your circumstances. And I think that's a really good thing to highlight. I love that she prefaced that so that people could realize that just because that advice is given doesn't mean it can apply to their circumstances. And the more clarity they have around their own circumstances, the better that advice will work for them. And I bring that up because you can easily get caught in, oh, well, I already know that, or I've already heard that from someone else, or I've got a different financial advisor that I'm working with. Listening to other people doesn't mean you're automatically taking their advice. It does mean you have then an opportunity to listen and see if you could work with that advice, or even take that advice and then go and question the person you're already working with to see if you could get a better outcome based on that new information that you've got. It's a really wonderful reminder. Be an active listener, always be learning, and give yourself that opportunity to be better. My money bravery this week. Back yourself. I sometimes forget how far I've come, and backing myself in my own knowledge is a really important reminder for me. I had an incident this week where I was in the situation of just feeling like I was questioning if I was doing things the best way I could possibly be doing them. And the tip that I gave when I did my talk this week, in fact, was these three simple things that stick in my head that have actually helped me to transform and also inspired the name of this podcast. And that is actually ADD. Add. Awareness, decision, and dedication. I know if I can be aware and not just have awareness, because awareness doesn't get me any further in front. But if I can make a decision based on my awareness, I move. And when I can move, I have an opportunity to get closer to where I want to be. Then with dedication, because not just one thing's going to make a difference. The example I gave in my talk was that I can go and buy a dollar coffee from 7-Eleven. Okay, that's a dollar. And I'll end up, instead of going to a cafe, if that's my alternative, instead of spending $4.50, I've spent a dollar. So I've got $3.50 back in my pocket. $3.50, whilst it's a great saving, is not going to get me very far in my long-term success of being better with my money. But if I'm making a decision to be dedicated to doing that on a regular basis, knowing that I buy two coffees a day, that makes a big difference. That means I'm saving $7 a day if I'm alternatively going to 7-Eleven. And even if I do it 4 out of 5 days, that means one day a week I'm going to a cafe, over time that dedication adds up to big differences. So being able to follow those three steps, if you take nothing else from this episode, think of ADD, awareness, decision, dedication. That is a way for you to move forward and not be overwhelmed if you're in a financial situation that you know you're going to take some time to get yourself out of. Now, getting into this week's episode, one key thing I want to stick with in this episode, I know sometimes the episodes are a little bit longer, but I really feel like I want to keep it short and sweet and to the point. I'm encountering a lot of women in different situations where the consistent theme is we're not speaking up about our financial situations. And it also is an inspiration for why I've started this podcast. Whilst I can be confident in the business arena, I run my own business and I've been doing that successfully for 8 years. In the personal arena, I've shrunk in this fear because I was so used to, for more than 20 years being an employee, that I was in this situation of not using my voice enough because I felt like I'm not used to it. It's a really interesting thing, right? I had to figure out why I got so confident in some places with my voice and not in others. And what it has come down to is awareness. And that awareness piece came out of doing, of all things, a premarital course so I could get married. And it wasn't so I could get married. I want to give a little bit of context on that. I wanted to get married in a particular church. And because we weren't regularly attending that church, the minister said, I'd love you to do this prerequisite of premarital counselling for 6 months prior to getting married and then get married in the church. And I thought, that's actually not a bad idea. We'll do it. And as a part of that, he got us to fill out a set of questions through a course called Prepare Enrich. It's actually 600 questions. And those 600 questions we do separately. And then the answers, it's all done electronically, are given to the minister. And then he will sit down, look where the differences are in our answers. And they become the hot topics, the gaps in communication that we can talk about. That process had us talking about money, kids, our values, how we need to raise these fictional kids that we hadn't even had yet. And it became a really interesting thing because now that's more than 12 years ago. How many times I've referred back to that, and it's meant that we've had easier conversations about money. It was the first time in my life I was in a situation where I was forced to have these conversations proactively before the problems happened. And other parts of my life, I really struggled or hidden when things have got difficult. And I didn't realize how much that had a positive impact on my relationship with money with regards to my relationship with my significant other. And the minister at the time, and the reason why I bring this up, is he said that it's a really good thing to know that you could do that course at any time in your life. So if you are in a situation where you're struggling to find your voice with your partner with regards to money, it's a possibility to do it as a part of counselling. And I thought, well, I should actually add that into the podcast if there's anyone listening who would find that useful. I've been at points in my life where we thought maybe if you do it again. It's really good to think about when we think about money, this opportunity to have hard conversations. I titled this episode of this particular podcast, Money Gets Messy When We're on Mute, because my life history has been, when my personal life, when I haven't spoken about money, it's got messy. And thankfully, I've ended up having the hard conversations before anything dire happened about getting bankrupt or, you know, going on default on any loans. But I had to really be pushed to the brink to be able to get to that point. And now I can see through applying the process of ADD, awareness, decision, and dedication, that awareness to go, oh, actually, if I talk about it, there can be options to make it easier. It can give us this option to make things better. So we can move forward, because with awareness, we can make a decision. And then with that decision, things become easier. It's important to know this podcast is not about saying it's a quick fix or we're going to be perfect with money from now on. It is the importance of understanding dedication too, because dedication gives us the opportunity to be better. Now, I want to say have a great week. Think about how you're putting yourself on mute and how could a have a think about it. See how you could find a better way to not put yourself on mute in conversations. And especially when it comes to money, how could you be more aware to make decisions and dedication to getting better? Have a great week.